Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, May 11th, 2017. And with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
I am good. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you here. Dave Hamilton, how are you?
I am splendid. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on. It's also good that iMazing is our sponsor today. I'm very pleased with that because they what a handy app. We'll talk about that soon. But first, there's this report that's out that says Inatech is making 3D cameras for the iPhone 8. And I find this kind of interesting, first because we've heard about Apple partnering with Inatech, it was like last fall. And at that point, we knew that Apple had teamed up with Inatech to create 3D cameras for smartphones. But we hadn't seen that go anywhere. And now we've got this report that Apple is buying cameras from Inatech for the iPhone 8 for 3D. And of course, we're talking about facial recognition and I'm curious, what do you guys think? What's Apple's plan here?
I don't know. we were talking before the meeting. Adam Christensen was making the point that that he thinks that it's going to be more than just another biometric, and it could be just a biometric. I mean, we know that Samsung has rushed some crappy facial recognition to market.
Holy howdy.
And, you know, Samsung loves to rush crappy implementations. It's something that they know that Apple's working on. So, you know, Apple could be doing some kind of facial recognition. Apple could also be trying to make a device that can take 3D photographs. Is that possible?
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm really doubting biometrics is playing any part in this camera. I mean, I know I could be wrong, but I just feel like this is all about facial mapping, and it's going to be for like 3D selfies and other 3D photos, and not like holographic photos, but, you know, where it has more of a Blade Runner feel, where you can kind of look around stuff a little bit.
Yeah, like we see all over Facebook.
Yeah. Like we see all over Facebook, yes.
And let's remember that it's not just photos, it's videos that you can, of course, do that with too.
Yeah. Yes. And I think this is also about adjustable depth of field photos. So you take a photo once, and then once you've got the shot, you can choose what the focus point will be for the image. And I think this is also about maybe creating avatars for various applications. So it could be for gaming. Maybe we can start adding our own face to our iMessage chats in a 3D way.
So you're saying it's going to be more focused on the consumer features, the glitzy things that we would use, that would factor into our decision to buy an iPhone, as opposed to the security or anything like that that might factor into our comfort with using an iPhone.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you're right. Oh, look at that. I got Brian all triggered up.
my gasket's leaking again.
Yep. We're going to have to get that fixed.
What if it's less about, you know, what if it's less about a biometric from a security standpoint and more about Siri being able to better understand us, or be even better understand who precisely is talking to her? So, which is kind of a security issue, I suppose. I find it difficult to believe that Apple's going to add a camera so that we can have 3D avatars. That does not feel Apple-like at all.
Sure it does. Apple added a second camera so that we could do gimmicky depth of field shots with a blurry background.
Oh, that's so different. That's utterly different.
it's exactly the same thing, but that's okay.
You're talking about you're talking about Apple adding a feature that allows you to take better photographs, something that has clearly resonated with people since this device, they can't make enough of these devices.
Yes.
As opposed to technology to allow you to take a funky avatar of some sort.
Have you looked at Facebook lately? I mean, like, everybody posts, everybody is either posting 3D photos or videos or wants to be, right? I mean, there's tons. The comments that happen when anytime anyone posts a 3D photo, it just go nuts because people are so into it. It's so intriguing and interesting. And of course, you can do some level of this with your iPhone now, because if you take a panoramic picture and you post that to Facebook, it will turn it into this 3D-ified. It's not fully 3D because it's only, you know, the horizon, essentially. You're not getting up and down as much. But you can do some of that with the iPhone, but the iPhone's very limited in what it can deliver in that regard. And I think people would go nuts to be able to do this without having to go and buy, you know, a 3D camera that you're not going to have in your pocket all the time. So, yeah, I think this is like that makes the most sense to me. Having Siri identify the speaker doesn't make any sense because the iPhone is a single user device.
I was thinking more along the lines for Siri. Okay, first of all, I'll concede the point. I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook.
You're missing out. There's all those 3D images that you're not getting to see.
That's where the world is these days. Facebook's the new AOL, man.
But yay! But I was thinking more about the ability of Siri to be able to understand our mood and understand our intent through mood. By better able to read our facial expressions. That was more my angle on Siri. But yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah, I see that as I don't think we have the tech to get there, and you don't need a 3D camera to do that. You can do that with a 2D camera.
Yeah, and we're already seeing facial recognition with 2D camera from Apple,
right?
Because we have it in Photos. And we have it in the Clips app.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you haven't played with the Clips app yet, folks, that's also a fun thing. Very easy to just stitch together a story, if you will.
All right. Well, speaking of Clips, Apple could also be thinking about 3D cameras from the standpoint of augmented reality, which we know that they're hot on.
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah. So it could be, I mean, it could be that and your 3D selfie thing. And it could be, if anything, I would think that the potential for augmented reality is probably higher. And we know that Apple has a huge team of people working on this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, regardless of what Apple has planned, it's like every single day there's something new we're learning about the iPhone 8 that's making me lust over this phone that we haven't officially even seen yet and won't for a while.
Yeah, but let's talk about what's important, because what it's really doing is it's keeping you from buying a new iPhone today.
I wouldn't have bought a new iPhone today anyhow, but I know I get your point. There's people that are waiting because they want the new
phone. Well, that's what Tim's telling us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are just a few months away from seeing how right I am about this camera. So we can totally revisit that after the iPhone 8 comes out, Brian.
Sounds good.
All right.
It also, you know, I'm as I'm thinking about this, and my thoughts are influenced by the fact that two of my family members just got back from 12 days in China, but. You know, China isn't buying a lot of iPhones anymore. They kind of bought their first wave and then bought a whole lot less, right? In the second wave. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is that no one cares what OS their phone runs over there, right? They care about what features their phone has, and even more importantly, what their phone looks like. Because the OS is irrelevant. The entire country, everything runs on WeChat, right? They don't pay cash to each other. They WeChat each other back and forth. Even if like paying for lunch at a diner or whatever, diner might be the wrong term to use, but you get what I'm saying. If I need to give you money for something, I just pay you with WeChat. They get their news with WeChat. Obviously, they text each other with WeChat. The entire country runs on WeChat. And so as long as you have a phone that looks like an iPhone that runs WeChat, you have status because it looks like an iPhone, and you have capability because it runs WeChat. And so that's why things like that Oppo phone over there, OPPO, does so well, for because like for $150, you can get this, you know, dual SIM great phone that looks like an iPhone. So I'm wondering if things like this 3D camera, right, adding these features, if at least for a short term, you can only get them in the iPhone, this solves Apple's China problem in the short term, because it's about hardware and capabilities, not the OS in the middle, unless the OS makes that hardware work better, like the dual camera in the 7, mm-hmm. 7 Plus.
Well, to your point there, Apple has long wanted to be able to control key technologies, which obviously it does with the iPhone. It actually controls numerous technologies, sure, that are going to the iPhone. But if you look at Apple's China problem and think of it that way, and imagine that Apple wanted to find a way of solving that problem, just like you just described, with something that only it can do, a lot of validity to that kind of thinking. It fits within Apple's established patterns of it's actually applying Apple's established patterns to a new problem.
To a new problem. Yeah, exactly. Right. How do we do what we do? Yep.
I want you guys to hold this thought for a second, because I'm champing at the bit to talk about iMazing. So I'm just going to do it. Hey, my show. iMazing is our sponsor today, and I'm so glad, because they've developed an app for your Mac and your PC that lets you get at all the content that's on your iPhone, your iPad, or your iPod Touch. It's a great tool for totally backing up your device. It's really handy if you need to, say, roll back to older versions of operating systems, because it can make that easier to do as well. It lets you get at very specific bits of data that's on your devices. So, like, let's say you need to get just a single text chat conversation. You can get that out of there, off your device. You can archive it. If you have photos that you want to manage more easily, well, you can do that with iMazing. It's like the information management tool for your iPhone and iPad that you wish you always had. And turns out you can actually get it. So here's what you guys can do. Head over to the iMazing website. That's iMazing.com/TDO. And once you're there, you can download a trial version of iMazing. You can see if it works for you the way you need. And when you realize, yep, Jeff knows what he's talking about, well, then you can go ahead and buy it too. And at that URL, iMazing.com/TDO, you get 20% off. And that discount applies to a single user license and to a family license as well. So if you have your whole family needing to use iMazing all the time, well, there you go. Here's your way to get it at a really great price. It's been a lifesaver for me on more than one occasion, which I talked about earlier this week. And I just really want everyone to be able to be as happy with the data on their devices as I am. So go check it out, iMazing.com/TDO, and get 20% off when you buy your copy. So thank you, iMazing, for being our sponsor. All right, so you guys have me really intrigued about how the iPhone could play out in China with these changes that are coming. So I really kind of want to keep exploring this a little bit, if you don't mind.
And I'm not convinced that this is going to be forever limited to China. You know, if you take the sort of offhanded comment I made earlier about Facebook as the new AOL, we've seen how powerful that paradigm can be. When AOL was, you know, the new hotness, that was synonymous with the internet for most people. Mm-hmm. Us geeks here, we understood, and certainly in retrospect understand, that AOL was not the internet. It was your path to the internet. But for most people, AOL did it all. It was your email. It was where you didn't. I mean, you eventually browsed the web. It was your one-stop shop, right? Now, in China, that one-stop shop concept exists in full force, and it is WeChat. But you know, Facebook could easily be that one-stop shop, and is trying to be that one-stop shop for us here. You know, we've got our news, we've got our social structure, we have our messages, we have the ability to send money. It's not the most popular way for us to send money right now, but that could change, especially if Facebook really starts working with vendors on that. You know, it take a look at what's happened in China, and it's really easy to see where very quickly we could get there. And if I were a smartphone maker, I'd certainly be thinking about that, because as soon as Facebook becomes the platform, like WeChat is the platform, it doesn't matter what OS the device runs, unless you can make it matter.
And the big thing that will matter is the hardware itself.
Right. Right.
Huh. So, on one hand, that's kind of cool. But on the other hand, it's also kind of creepy to think that Facebook could be the gatekeeper for everything for us.
Yeah, but think about the number of people that is already the case with Facebook. Take money out of it, because we're not doing that in mass yet. But for everything else, I would say there's a large percentage of people that Facebook is it. That's all they use. That is their gateway to the internet. And for the most part, is the only place they go.
Yeah, that's
but you know, Facebook is struggling with younger users.
Okay.
I don't know how. I don't
how
know
much, how much younger. I mean, I see kids. What kids, like what age are they struggling with?
The 18 and under demographic right now.
Certainly not here.
This is well covered.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is it's not a universal thing, and they have fixed it for the people that are like my kids' high school. They don't just use Facebook. They also use Instagram and Snapchat, right? Without question. Mm-hmm. But Facebook is a huge part, because it's at those ages where they start people, where Facebook really shines above all those other platforms, is its ability to allow people to collaborate, right? And have groups, private groups, public groups, and all that stuff. And that's what brings my kids into Facebook. Like my daughter is totally in, but she's a junior. My son's a freshman. Only now this year has he begun to care about Facebook. And it's because those groups can exist and they can communicate that way. Whereas, you know, if you're just posting your pictures or messaging people, Snapchat is definitely the kind of the winner for messaging there with younger kids. So now I'm not convinced that's, I mean, yes, Facebook needs to solve that problem or is working on solving that problem, but I don't see that as let's just dismiss them because they're having trouble there. I think that's far too quick a reaction.
I'm not just dismissing them. I am, but I'm also not going to be quick to say that they are the future.
Who is the future then?
I don't know who the future is.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it's necessarily Facebook. Not in that ubiquitous WeChat kind of way.
So
who runs?
Yeah. I mean, I think that future makes a lot of sense. Because people don't want to have to manage a bunch of different things. It's the simplest solution. So I think it does become one thing that rules them all. And I see Facebook as the most likely contender there.
I'm reluctantly agreeing, but my reluctance comes from, I just don't like the idea of Facebook being the arbiter of all.
Yeah, I grok that you might not like the idea that I'm telling you, but I think it's a very plausible one.
Yeah, it's
the most plausible one.
But you've got, so when you've got a company like Apple, who, and to a lesser extent Google, who know what people are doing on their devices, they're not going to be oblivious to this. And I think that both of those companies are have the talent and ability to be able to combat that as the actual platform providers.
But Apple doesn't provide that platform.
Okay, so since Apple's not providing the platform, and it seems like we are headed down a path where there will be a unified platform, whether yeah. it's Facebook or something else, is the iPhone 8 a clear indication that Apple is skating to where the puck will be?
In terms of them being a hardware manufacturer, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So maybe while a lot of people have been worried that Apple has lost their focus, they just haven't realized where Apple is focused.
Yeah. Yeah. They know they're not going to be the social platform leader.
So instead, they want to be the hardware that yep. you use to get on whatever that social platform is.
Yep.
Interesting.
At least you're opening up a nice can of worms when we're out of time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, what a perfect place to wrap up, where we just kind of leave everyone hanging. Dave, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me stir up some trouble.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome.
So what we've established is that I'm right about Apple's going to use the camera. None of us are comfortable with Facebook being the platform, but that's probably the path we're going down. And
but Dave's comfortable with it. Dave's lolling in it. Dave's like bathing in it and swashing it around and
BS,
flicking
man.
It at us and laughing.
BS. I never said I was comfortable with it. Not even once. I just said that this is the reality.
Well, yeah, but you're comfortable with it. You're not comfortable with that. I forget.
Don't tell me what I'm comfortable with. I'm not comfortable with it at all. I don't like Facebook. I don't like what they do. I'm just saying this is the inevitable reality.
Yeah, and that's the kind of comfort I'm talking about.
Hey, Brian, thanks for being here today.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I think this is the first time where I've done an outro for the show where partway through I've thought, well, I'm just going to let the show keep running and see where this fight goes. Oh, man. Hey, iAmazing, thanks for being our sponsor today. Everyone head over to their website, iAmazing.com/TDO. Get your copy of iAmazing for 20% off because you're using that awesome URL. Thank you, iAmazing, for being our sponsor. Listeners, thank you for being here. And we'll see everyone again tomorrow.